Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to this live Friday edition right here on the GCN Radio Network as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave satellite, and the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. It is the 24th day of March 2006. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. We had Charlie Sheen on with us on Monday, and that has sent shockwaves across the media here in this country and around the world as he exposed his grave concerns about the ongoing cover-up of the truth of what happened on September 11th. September 11th was a military-industrial complex attack that dwarfs Hitler's Reichstag fire February 27th, 1933. It was a self-inflicted wound. It was an inside job, and we have declassified U.S. government documents that show it. And history was again made last night when CNN allowed me to go on live, unedited, and with no restrictions to expose government involvement in September 11th. It was absolutely amazing, and an audio clip of that is coming up later in this hour. Charlie Sheen will again be joining us. He's scheduled. Now, they shoot the TV show. They pre-shoot and rehearse all week, Monday through Thursday, and 12-hour days. And then they have 14-plus hour days every Friday when they shoot the show. So he wants to come on. He says he's coming on. And we are really looking forward to having him on. And so I'd say 98% chance he will be joining us last 30 minutes of the show today just to respond to the international media coverage and have some more statements about September 11th as well. Also, a real 9/11 expert that I respect, Webster Tarpley, who's been exposing government-sponsored terror for over 20 years and also wrote the unauthorized biography of George Bush Sr., he's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour, and he'll be with us right up until the last 30 minutes of the broadcast when Mr. Sheen joins us, so he'll be with us for an hour and a half today. So Webster Tarpley and, of course, Charlie Sheen right here on the Alex Jones Show on the GCN Radio Network. Now, we have a giant new controversy. It's ongoing. We pointed out, of course, in the middle of the big Dubai World's Port deal out of the UAE-based company coming to take over 21 major U.S. ports, in fact, over half of the deepwater major ports in the country, from the British-owned company, which was Oriental Steam Navigation. And Bush said he didn't care what the people wanted. He was going to do it, but he had to back down. Well, now they're just having Halliburton take that over for the UAE-based company, Dubai Ports World, and so we'll be getting into that. But to add insult to injury, we documented how Clinton and our own government had handed over the Panama Canal and major ports like Long Beach Naval Base to the communist Chinese-run company Hutchinson Whampoa. And out of the Associated Press today, ladies and gentlemen, out of the Associated Press, we have an outrage of outrages. U.S. hiring Hong Kong company, and it's not, it's Chinese government run, that's admitted, to scan cargo. The Bush administration says it is finalizing a no-bid contract with Hutchinson Whampoa LTD. It acknowledged the deal is the first time a foreign company will be involved in running a radiation detector in an overseas port without American custom agents present. Now, there's three things in that one paragraph that are bombshell. Each and every one of them is so important and so treasonous and so treacherous that we will detail when we get back from this quick break. So you're going to want to stay with us as we get into this, because remember, I talk specifically about Freeport in the Bahamas, specifically this giant communist military base. It is a military base that they have moved in. They have moved in with their industry, with their military-controlled ships, and it is a total nightmare. This is the key port in the Caribbean, and it's just being done in our face. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The best way to kick this broadcast off, I think, is to, instead of setting it up for you to just play it, CNN had tried to get a hold of me on Wednesday and was unable to, so they had some other great folks like Webster Tarpley, who just so happens to be joining us in the next hour, on, and they also had the folks from 9/11 Truth on. Mr. Berg did an excellent job as well. But last night they did have me on the Showbiz Today for 6 minutes, unedited, live. They just let me go on, and I'll be back on there tonight. Yes, back on. I'm coming up this evening. And we do have Charlie Sheen scheduled in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, joining us from Southern California. So for some updates and some news that'll certainly send more shockwaves across the country. So we're going to go ahead and play the CNN clip right now. And they first introduce it, and then they cut to me, and I hit them as hard as I can in the time that I had. So here it is from last night. And this is CNN Showbiz Tonight.
On Showbiz Tonight, Charlie Sheen speaks out on a controversial theory that the government covered up what really happened on 9/11.
Taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
Tonight, we dig even deeper. The host of the radio show on which Sheen leveled his startling allegations joins us live right here on Showbiz Tonight. Plus, the overwhelming response from you, the viewers.
Jay Hammer live in New York City.
And I'm Brooke Anderson live in Hollywood. AJ, it's been incredible. Pretty hard to believe, actually, the response we got today to the incredible story Showbiz Tonight broke last night after Charlie Sheen's startling claims that the government may be covering up what really happened on September 11th.
So many emails coming in. We've been really overwhelmed today. Between the emails, the blogs, the websites, everybody is writing and talking about it. Charlie Sheen made the comments during a hard-to-believe interview on a radio show. And don't move, because in just a moment, the host of the radio show, the guy who actually spoke with Sheen, is going to join me live here on Showbiz Tonight. But first, let's get you up to speed on the latest developments.
The more you look at stuff, especially specific incidents, specific events in or around the fateful day, it just raises a lot of questions.
The questions Charlie Sheen is raising about the 9/11 attacks are raising a lot of eyebrows. Our email inbox immediately started to overflow, and the coverage on Showbiz Tonight is getting a lot of attention. The website 9/11 Blogger calls Showbiz Tonight's coverage, quote, "The first time a major news station has covered 9/11 questions in any reasonable format." It all started with a radio interview Sheen gave to GCN Radio Network host Alex Jones, a cult hero of sorts to 9/11 conspiracy theorists. Well, during the interview, Sheen made clear that he backs Jones' views.
We're not the conspiracy theorists on this particular issue. It seems to me like, you know, 19 amateurs with box cutters taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
Sheen also made another shocking suggestion that we may not know the full story about the collapse of the World Trade Center.
I have a hard time believing that a fireball traveled down the elevator over 1,100 feet and still had the explosive energy to destroy the lobby like it was described. I said, hey, call me insane, but did it sort of look like those buildings came down in a controlled demolition?
I was your age. I can only dream about my parents splitting up.
As the star of the hit sitcom Two and a Half Men, Sheen is seen weekly by about 10 million people, and many of them may end up paying attention to his controversial comments on 9/11.
As I mentioned, the radio host who interviewed Sheen is Alex Jones of the Genesis Communications Network. Alex joins me live from Austin, Texas, to talk about Sheen's riveting comments. Alex, as I mentioned, the response that we got from doing this story last night, absolutely shocking. So I want to know how it actually all came about. How did the interview with Charlie Sheen actually happen? Did you guys reach out to him? Did he call you? What was the deal?
Well, just to make something clear, Mr. Sheen has amazing courage to do what he's done, and he contacted me. He's been watching my documentaries for years. He's one of the most informed people that I've talked to in Hollywood on this subject. Listen, for years, Hollywood's been on fire with people knowing the truth about 9/11, and I was the first to expose 9/11 on the day. In fact, 2 months before, I had intel that elements of the military-industrial complex were going to carry out the attack. I said they'll use bin Laden, the known CIA asset, as their patsy to take the blame for attacking the towers. So Mr. Sheen is only exceptional in that he has courage in going public, courage that no one else in Hollywood had. I mean, here's a CNN poll from Anderson Cooper a year and a half ago where they said, is the government covering up 9/11? Could they be involved? 90% when the poll closed on CNN said this. So listen, I have my own syndicated show. I've done 4,000 radio interviews in the last 4.5 years. Almost no one calls in and disagrees now. We have the majority view, and we have the evidence. And bottom line, there are declassified U.S. government documents like Operation Northwoods that ABC News reported on back in 2000. Operation Northwoods, Google it. And in there, the U.S. government, an element of it, said we want to hijack jets, fire remote control, crash them, and blame it on the Soviet Union and Cuba. Now, that was decades ago. This is why we believe this.
Right.
Then you look at the official story, the firefighters, the police, hundreds of them saying there were bombs in the buildings. They were told to shut up. You look at Building 7, detonators are going off. You can see the explosion.
And Alex, a lot of this is what Charlie Sheen was covering. I'm actually just curious, did he reach out to you guys? Is he the one who put the call into you?
Sure.
How he wound up on your show?
Sure. He called me a few weeks ago and said that he loves this country. He has nothing to gain from this. I mean, in fact, it's dangerous for him to do. But
sure,
he said, I love this country and my kids so much that I'm going to do this, Alex. And I said, God bless you, because now it may spur other Hollywood people who've got major pull, who know the truth, to start going public.
And dangerous indeed to do, because a lot of what he said makes a lot of people sort of sit back and say, whoa, I don't know about that. And what's really important here, you know, you may not agree with everything that Charlie Sheen had to say. I personally think it's a good thing that he did go on your show so he could go public with his point of view, because it does get people talking. You know, there are a lot of people who may look at this, however, and say, there just goes another Hollywood nut job shooting off his mouth.
Well,
and I imagine that you think, though, having a Hollywood actor on your side is a good thing, and as you mentioned, may bring some more people to the table talking about this.
Sure, sure. I mean, if you knew some of the Hollywood names that are aware of 9/11, we're talking some of the biggest people.
And any you can tell us about that you've been in contact with?
No, I can't, because people in Hollywood contact me because I have integrity, and I've been in a few films, and they know me, and they know I keep my mouth shut. You know, it was kind of like back in high school, I learned to keep my mouth shut about girls I was dating, and all the girls start liking you. Look, it's really simple. Let's understand this, okay? 9/11 was an inside job. It was a self-inflicted wound, and what Charlie Sheen is doing is just amazing, and he could only be commended for it, and all he's calling for is a real investigation. I go further at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We lay out how it happened, what took place, and it's not just Charlie Sheen. I've interviewed, CNN has interviewed some of these people, the only network that I've seen doing it. You guys have interviewed, there have been physics professors that have gone public, there have been the heads of mining colleges that have gone public. George Bush Sr.'s top CIA advisor, who briefed him and briefed Ronald Reagan, one of the highest level guys at the CIA, says our government is clearly involved in carrying out terror to blame it on foreign enemies. Did you know that on CIA.gov, they admit that they carried out terror attacks in 1953 to blame it on Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran,
right,
as a pretext to overthrow Iran?
I'm all good stuff and all stuff that needs to be talked about, but I'm going to rein you back in here to the topic at hand. And
sure.
one thing that I think is interesting, you know, as I mentioned, we've gotten this overwhelming response. The email has not stopped coming in. Most of the email I've been getting has been supporting the fact that we are bringing attention to something that is rarely talked about in mainstream
media.
Yes,
sir, you have courage. No one else has done what you're doing.
I appreciate you saying that. So the question is, why? Why have so many of the major media outlets not talked about these alternative theories that exist behind 9/11? Why is that?
Mark Twain said that in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. A lot of people don't have the courage that you have, AJ. A lot of people don't have the courage of Charlie Sheen. They don't have the courage of the German defense minister, Andres von Bülow,
who two years ago, what do you think they're afraid of that's going to happen to them?
They're afraid of being beaten up by the hordes of neocon intimidators who try to go out there with their Gestapo Nazi tactics to try to bludgeon everybody with their blogs and radio shows to shut up. But they've lost power because people have learned that they're a bunch of liars. They lied about the WMDs. They've lied about everything. And now their credibility is totally blown. The new White House memo just came out where Bush was talking about staging the shoot down of American planes to blame it on Saddam. That's public. That's admitted.
Well, let's talk about some public documents, because obviously experts, government commissions, countless officials have all come out and supported what is the official line on 9/11.
Yeah, they call Henry Kissinger independent.
Right. Well, we know that those documents are out there and that people are supporting them. So I guess what some people watching us tonight may be thinking is, well, why the heck should I be listening to Charlie Sheen or to Alex Jones and his website on this matter?
No. They shouldn't. They shouldn't. They shouldn't believe me. They shouldn't believe you. They shouldn't believe George Bush. They shouldn't believe the King Commission, where almost the entire commission has conflicts of interest and was appointed by Bush. You got to love this. He appoints his own commission and then the media calls it independent. Did you know that the 9/11 Whitewash Commission claimed that there were no columns in Tower 1 and 2?
I'll tell you what. What we're going to do, folks, is we're going to back it up a little bit and come back and air the rest of it. And then we're going to analyze the piece. And that's from Showbiz Tonight. CNN even called me and said, we're listening and you're calling a show business day. Hey, I'm sorry. I've had about 3 hours sleep. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night. And I've got Danish TV here with me in studio. And then I'm going to be back on CNN tonight. And we just love this CNN show biz tonight, letting us come on and tell the truth and put the information out. So I'm excited about that coming up tonight. What, 7 o'clock? That's going to be 7 o'clock Eastern. And then it's going to re-air at 11 o'clock Eastern, so it comes on here Central at 6 o'clock. And then you can also check the Pacific times as well. So when we get back, we'll play the rest of that, and then I've got some comments on it here critiquing it. That's what we're doing. And then I'm going to get into the unbelievable handover to the communist Chinese government, our security. And that should be the headline. In fact, I expect Watson is writing an article right now. The headline should be,
Communist Chinese government, Chinese Communist government front company, takes over U.S. security. Because that's exactly what's happened.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they turn brown and they shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last 3 decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a 1-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, it is a circus today here at the InfoWars headquarters. Danish TV, really great guys. They set this up months ago to beer today. And so they get the shell-shocked Alex Jones, exhausted with 2 or 3 hours sleep last night because I was again on Coast to Coast AM and did CNN before that and a bunch of other things, set Charlie up for the show last night. So I had a great chance to talk to him. He's such a wonderful guy, so informed. And Charlie Sheen is joining us last 30 minutes of the broadcast coming up this later in the broadcast. And then I guess if you're MTV Canada, I'm going to be on there tonight, and then back on CNN this evening as well. So a full plate. I tell you, I was going to come in tonight and work on the new documentary film, but I'll just inform my video editor that's coming up here that he can come up here and work, but I'm not going to be here. Because as soon as I'm done with all these interviews, I'm going to go crawl into my bed. I'm going to turn the air conditioner down to about 60 in my bedroom, and I'm going to go hibernate for a while. You know, I don't normally whine on air, but I'm just saying it for the Danish TV cameras here, because I can tell when I'm a little bit punch drunk here. Let's get back to the piece from CNN's great show with AJ Hammer that I'm just really impressed with, trailblazing. The first time that we've seen mainstream, mainline, marquee media allow someone to go on live, they've done it twice now, two nights in a row, myself and others, and to tell the truth and give the alternative view of what happened on September 11th. And I'll be back on Showbiz Tonight, coming up this evening, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, and then it re-airs later. So check CNN Headline News for schedules in your part of the world. And I know it is available throughout the planet where they have satellite and cable. Let's go ahead and go back to the conclusion of the CNN piece. Here it is.
Well, let's talk about some public documents, because obviously experts, government commissions, countless officials have all come out and supported what is the official line on
9/11. Yeah, they call Henry Kissinger independent.
Right. Well, we know that those documents are out there and that people are supporting them. So I guess what some people watching us tonight may be thinking is, well, why the heck should I be listening to Charlie Sheen or to Alex Jones and his website on this matter?
No. They shouldn't. They shouldn't believe me. They shouldn't believe you. They shouldn't believe George Bush. They shouldn't believe the King Commission, where almost the entire commission has conflicts of interest and was appointed by Bush. You got to love this. He appoints his own commission, and then the media calls it independent. Did you know that the 9/11 Whitewash Commission claimed that there were no columns in Tower 1 and 2 when they had 47 of the biggest columns in the world up until that time? They
right.
won't say why Building 7 has blast points going off down the side.
Well, Alex, I'm afraid I got to cut you off because we're out of time. But as I said, it's sparking debate. It's getting people talking, and I appreciate you help bringing
that
to the
forefront. Thank you. Go to InfoWars.com, sir. Find out the truth at PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones, live from Austin. And as I mentioned, we've gotten so many emails on the subject. We'll read some of what you have to say coming up a bit later in the show. Welcome back to Showbiz Tonight. I'm AJ Hammer in New York. This is TV's only live entertainment news show. We have been getting an overwhelming response to our Showbiz Tonight question of the day. We've been asking, Charlie Sheen speaks out. Do you agree there is a government cover-up of 9/11? Here's the vote so far. 67% of you say yes. 33% of you say no. Some of the emails we've received include one from Jennifer in North Dakota. She writes, Charlie Sheen has no evidence, and it is a shame that celebs get their voice and opinions heard because of their status. We also heard from Danny, who lives in Kentucky. Danny says, God bless Charlie Sheen for standing up and speaking his mind on what is the most devastating event to hit our nation, 9/11. We also heard from Chris in Ohio. Chris writes, this is a very important issue that must be brought into the mainstream. It is our patriotic duty to make sure we find out why and how 9/11 happened. There's the address to keep voting, CNN.com/showbiztonight.
All right. By the way, you can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got big links over to CNN. And by about 10 o'clock last night, it went above 80%. And now I've been watching it this morning, and I was watching it at 4 a.m. when I was on the radio. And it's been 82% ever since, with 14,254 votes cast. And you can only vote once, folks, so that's good. It is 82% to 18 out of 14,254 total votes, 11,713 votes saying that they agree with Charlie Sheen about the 9/11 cover-up. And we've got 2,541 votes saying that they buy the official line and believe in the Tooth Fairy. No, actually, let me be serious here. Let me read the actual poll. Do you agree with Charlie Sheen that the U.S. government covered up the real events of the 9/11 attacks? 82% say yes, and 18% say no, they don't agree with Charlie Sheen. So more than 8 out of 10 people agree with us. And by the way, that isn't the only poll. Another poll conducted by Anderson Cooper a year ago, when they closed it out, had 90%, and that's posted on our websites as well, and links over to CNN where it's posted. So I guess, you know, we're the conspiracy theorist, huh? Well, I guess those of you that buy the government conspiracy theory, You're getting to be a smaller and smaller minority, aren't you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Segment and get into the whole communist Chinese government takeover of our port security. That's no joke. That's who mainstream news admits runs Hutchison Wampo. Chinese naval generals of their navy are captain all Hutchison Wampo ships. They are intelligence vessels, each and every one of them, and most of their crews. This is admitted. Our PLA naval officers and PLA Chinese military commandos. Now, you can go read that in congressional intelligence declassified testimonies going back 8 years ago during the controversy when Clinton in 96 began handing over Long Beach and other ports. It came out in 2000 when the communist Chinese, Hutchison Wampo, finally took over the Panama Canal. And now even the Washington Times admits tens of thousands of Chinese troops are in Panama. I mean, you talk about encirclement. You talk about a science fiction horror movie. This is it. Now, I want to go back into Sheen for a second. I want to just state something for the record. I knew what I was doing last night when I went on CNN. No one has ever gotten on national TV, not the 9/11 Truth people, not the other great folks that have gone on, not Jimmy Walters, none of them.
and said the government absolutely did it. They just said the government's covering up, and clearly there were bombs and blah, blah, blah. I clearly went on and fingered the government, and I understood that it was the equivalent of whistling past my grave, but my family and my children and your children are worth it, and of our forefathers at Bunker Hill could face, what, 6-7 times their numbers in trained, battle-hardened redcoats who've never been defeated, and of Andrew Jackson could face Lord Wellington's Invincibles at New Orleans, which took 100 times the courage of what I did, then I can do this. Now, granted, it's a little more spooky to know it's shadowy intelligence forces and assassins and others that routinely kill people, like you or I would step on a cockroach running across our kitchen floor. But at certain levels, it's better to just face the enemy as they roll against you and to be able to physically deal with it. And frankly, I, at many levels of my psyche, would just rather have it straight up like that, so I'd know what I was dealing with. But because the establishment does not like it when it's just thrown directly in their face on national TV, and I'm going back on tonight. And I assure you, folks, I will never commit suicide. I love life. I drink it up. I just love what a beautiful sunny day it is, springtime in Austin, Texas, crisp day, about 60 degrees. I love my life. I love, you know, going fishing. I love going out on a boat. I love going to the beach and building sandcastles. I mean, I have a life to live. I'm a young man. I'm 32 years old. But think about how many young men are dying right now for a war that's a fraud, who are 18, 24 years old. I think 24 is about the average age over in Iraq right now. And their whole future is being destroyed by DU, depleted uranium. And my family's breathing depleted uranium right now. Your family's breathing it. So they're already hurting us and killing us and doing bad things. And all I'm doing is what I have to do. I'm standing up. And the key to this is being up front, saying that we know killers run this government, saying that we know we're in danger, gives us the best insurance policy we've got. So I want everybody to remember the type of, I'm not tooting my horn here, but the type of courage that Charlie Sheen has shown, and really the survival instinct that I'm showing here against a criminal elite that carries out terror attacks. I mean, when there's declassified documents and admissions and we know how they carried it out, we have a duty to talk about it. And that's what I started doing 4.5 years ago on the day of 9/11. It's what I started before 9/11, and it's what I do now. So I hope people realize that I have sworn my trust, my sacred honor, my treasure, everything on this, and I do hold it up to God and His divine providence. And I don't ask God to protect me. I don't ask God to I don't tell God what to do. I just ask God to do His will. If it's His will that I continue on and do this, and that's the prayer I say every night. And I think God is opening windows for people to at least be warned and let America know the truth before we get judged further. In fact, let me just go to the Declaration of Independence, page 26 in my citizen rule book here. Let me just read, as I did a few days ago, what the founding fathers said. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connections between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that a free and independent states that have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliance, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, amen to that, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And that is what I do here today. I pledge my life. I pledge my sacred honor. I pledge my blood, sweat, and tears. I commit fully. I am way past the point of no return in a toe-to-toe battle with the NWO. And you're in that battle whether you know it or not. You cannot sit on the sidelines. It will run you over one way or the other. You can either lay down to it or you can stand up and fight it and try to defeat it. You can listen to all your phony preachers telling you to lay down. You can listen to them twisting the scripture to tell you to go along with the New World Order, to go along with tyranny, that you're supposed to lay there and get your guts torn out by these wolves. That is not the case. We have to stand up against this. We have to resist this. We have to stand up for our future progeny, for those that will see us as their ancestors. And we stand on the shoulders in an unbroken chain with our ancestors throughout all of human existence, who have always struggled against the strong men, the king rats, the dictators, the abusive kings, the oligarchies. And we stand against these inbred scum who are completely corrupt and who are sadistic and have no right to steer the affairs and the dynamic human process. They have been running us down a rat hole. They have been suppressing technological developments. They have been keeping it from us. They have been blocking life extension technologies from the people. They have been engaging in all manner of very dangerous genetic engineering. They have polluted the earth with the equivalent of 44,000 A-bombs of the Hiroshima or Nagasaki type with the DU. They are, the Navy dumping millions of gallons of pure nerve gas right off the coast of Georgia into the Atlantic Ocean. You know, the Navy dumping nuclear reactors off the coast of California. I mean, why do they do this? They drink it. They eat it. They eat the fish. I mean, they're just, these people are psychopathic. And all we're doing is looking at the facts and saying, we're not going along with this anymore. Humanity. Listen, I'm not worried about my own life. I'm only worried about the future. I'm worried about the little ones who don't know and who are innocent. And as warriors, as men, and as women, when the enemy comes into the cave, when the enemy comes in to take us captive or to kill us, or when the enemy comes in to devour us, we must rally with our full intellect and our physical prowess to fully engage. I will not lay down. I will not roll over. And by exposing the terrorism, by standing up against it, by resisting it, we may stop the New World Order from engaging in more terror attacks. Because if enough people realize they're behind it, and enough people won't go along with their program, they will be forced to stop it. They will be forced to stop engaging in it. Now, I just want to briefly get into the whole port situation. We'll take calls and then get more into it. This is the Associated Press. U.S. hiring Hong Kong company to scan cargo. Now, let me stop right there. Hutchinson Whampoa is admittedly a holding of the Communist Chinese Navy and the People's Army. Okay? That is admitted, congressional documents, mainstream news. China, the government of China openly owns the majority stock in the company, and their officers and their first mates on all of these ships are officers in the Chinese military. And many of their sailors are Navy scrubs as well. And this is what's happening. And they have the Panama Canal. They have multiple U.S. ports. They have the only major deepwater port on the West Coast, Long Beach. My first film was about that, okay? We yelled about it when Bill Clinton did it. Now, at the major nexus point where many of the larger ships come in and then offload into smaller freighters to be brought into Houston and brought into Corpus Christi and brought into New Orleans and brought into Miami, they are taking over the entire infrastructure, and now it's not bad enough that 5 years ago they took over Freeport, Bahamas. Now they are going to run the security there. Do you understand? Let me read directly from the Associated Press. Quote, the Bush administration says it is finalizing a no-bid contract with Hutchinson Whampoa Ltd. It acknowledges the deal is the first time a foreign company will be involved in running a radiation detector at an overseas port without American customs agents present. And that is a holding, again, of the United States, a protectorate, a possession, not a protector, excuse me, a possession. And now, just listen to that one paragraph. Excuse me. The Bush administration says it is finalizing a no-bid contract. Right there. Let's take that first point. There's three. No-bid contract. You understand that they started this new thing in Iraq where they will only give Halliburton and a few other companies just massive multi-billion-dollar contracts on a monthly basis. and they say no bids allowed. Other American companies are not allowed to bid. And then the neocons get on TV and radio and spin it and go, well, we shouldn't give the French a right to bid. They didn't support the war. See, that's a red. People go, yeah, Alex, what's wrong with no bids? We're not going to give the French. No, no, no. It's no bid for America. Do you understand that? It's no bid for anyone. It's who they decide. There's not even bids taken. Now, they're going to give the communist Chinese military, and that is not an exaggeration. That is the exact thing. That is precisely what this is. No debate. No discussion. A no-bid contract when I guarantee you an American company or another nation more friendly than the communist Chinese who routinely threaten to nuke and attack this country. Do you understand the magnitude of that? Do you realize? And then it goes on to say that it's the first time this has happened, and it goes on to say that it is the first time there will be no customs agents overseeing this. And they've already caught the communist Chinese companies at Long Beach, LA Times, 1996, before they even controlled the Long Beach Naval Base. They caught them at the Long Beach port bringing in heroin and 3,000 AK-47s. And then they caught another Chinese control company shipping in Laws rockets, and that is rocket-propelled grenades, to be precise. Laws rockets are U.S.-designed small bazooka. So to be technical, RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades. I mean, this is just, again, it's past Twilight Zone. And I'm flabbergasted every day now. I mean, just when I think it's, and it's going to get crazier than this, okay? I mean, we had Mexican troops patrolling America. And last time I checked, they're still in New Orleans. We have private mercs doing it, now taking over sheriff's departments. Now. I mean, this is all going on. And they've signed deals to bring in foreign troops to, quote, police America and deal with American terrorists. It's really happening. And meanwhile, the neocons are busy defending George Bush, saying how great he is. I mean, these people are the scum of the earth. Ernie in New Jersey, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Beth. Everything you do. Couple things. I think we're in a state like we're Terry Schiavo, the American people in general. We've been all kinds of things been done to us. I think we can still rise up out of bed. We pull together. There's so much going on. Lou Dobbs, which you talked about, just mentioned it yesterday. He said they're going to be watching it. We should start supporting people like Lou Dobbs, anybody who talks about these things, even though we don't agree everything they say. I think it's to our benefit. These people are not. We're the people, okay? We're the people. We're the government. These people are not the government. They're criminals in our government. I hope there's a distinction, but this is not our government. These are criminals in our government.
There can be no debate. They give themselves no-bid contracts, and now they give them to the Chinese military to run our security?
It's unbelievable. Louis Lampin from Harper's Excellent was on C-SPAN a couple days ago. Basically, he's like a quiet Alex Jones. He was talking everything, and the people calling up, they were saying basically, people call up your show, but they're going being involved and lying. It's amazing. People are starting to find out. I think like Terry Schiavo, you followed Terry Schiavo. Different waves. Okay, the more people left, right, we've been Clintonized and Bushwashed for a long time, but people get away from that. Then they realize you had Republicans, you had Democrats, you had liberals defending her. As more people find out the truth, you can see. So everybody is so important, even people in nursing homes that can't do nothing except pray. Everybody is so important. It's unbelievable in God's sight. I think we've turned a corner. I'm just sorry people like Bill Cooper, who I listened to at the beginning.
Yeah, they murdered him.
Couldn't, but I'm sure he's watching.
Let me ask you a question. What are you guys going to do if I get murdered? What are you going to do?
We talk. We
you know, speak. You know, when they do kill me, they're going to demonize me after they kill me, and I hope you guys will support me out there. I just know about half the Patriot movement is their own plants, and it's going to, that's one thing I'm frustrated by, that if they kill me, then I'm going to have all these plants attacking me after I'm dead, and then a lot of you poor folks out there are going to buy their lies.
It's too late. See, if I had heard Bill Cooper, I listened to you, you know, I would have thought you were in that case. But people listen to other people telling the truth. It's gone too far now. We're way past that point. We're way past that point where if anything happens to you.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, my friend. No, I mean, I can be at the grocery store. I can be in a restaurant. And they're nice people. They're fans of the show, but they just say it like it's funny because they're so disconnected still from reality. They go, man, I'm surprised you're still alive. I'm surprised they hadn't killed you yet. Hey, you're talking to me. You're talking about my life. You know, I mention this sometimes because I think about it because, I mean, people just walk up. Why aren't you dead yet? And I just, it's my life, you know. I just have a little respect about it. I'm willing to sacrifice it. I'm more than willing. I mean, it's the greatest form of service there is, but I am, just please don't poo-poo it. You know, don't turn it into a joke. And I appreciate you, sir, not doing that. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand
down.
Back down.
I like what else he says.
Hey, baby.
I know what's right. I've got just one life. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Remember, my books and videos and other documentaries and books that we carry at the InfoWars.com video and bookstores are available. That's what makes this broadcast possible, and the bandwidth and the websites and the webmasters and all we do in this toe-to-toe fight with the globalists. So be sure and visit InfoWars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a yearly membership for almost half off for the rest of this month. We're getting a monthly membership for $5.95 at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert. Robert, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. I'm Robert in San Diego.
Welcome.
A few times this week because I've been off for spring break.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I'm so excited to be a part of what you've done this week. I mean, that was a brilliant covert maneuver on your part to bring out Charlie Sheen with no further warning and let him say his spiel. I just felt like it was a privilege to be there at a historic moment.
Well,
I know Gary Busey and Mel Gibson and Billy Crystal, Gene Wilder. I know these guys would like back him up, and I hope they come out this week and do so. And
well, Mel Gibson's down in southern Mexico filming his amazing new film that's going to be coming out in a while. I can't wait to see. But yeah, there's a lot of people that are aware of what's going on, and I do challenge them to speak up and step up.
Well, this was really big. What got me to call was, I know you know Michael Savage, the radio guy, Wiener.
Yes.
And who comes on after him is Jerry Doyle. And for 3 hours, Jerry Doyle totally trashed Charlie Sheen. I was just like, oh, man, they have called out every gun to start a fire. You know,
and they're all a bunch of old, dirty, hippie beatniks who couldn't take down this country in the 60s, so they the wolves changed into sheep's clothing. I mean, literally, research Savage, folks. A king daddy beatnik, a hippie controller, an anti-American slab of maggot meat.
Well, George Clooney said that at the Oscars, they were the one crowd that would point a spotlight on issues that needed to be brought up in the public eye. And I just hope that George Clooney jumps on this, too. What happened was I was listening online, and they cut off the last 10 minutes of the podcast online, and then you replayed it in the third hour, thankfully. So they did. I think they were immediately attacking it, and somebody was listening, you know, as soon as you put Charlie Sheen on, because, man, instantly started flowing.
Sir, there's no debating that. Do you know what happened that day? Both servers in Chicago and California were hit, and both the server outfits sent us back, you know, reports saying, I forget the exact code for it, but it's a flood attack.
Yeah, and that's the only time, and I've been listening for almost 4 years now online.
We had not announced Sheen was coming on air. 30 minutes before he came on, the attack began.
Whoa. Oh, well, of course you're already bugged. I mean, I guess.
Oh, of course. Yeah, everything's listening to him, man. Yeah,
the Boston Herald that you talked about.
Can you imagine I never get to have a conversation even with my grandma, you know, without these people listening? I mean, this is the freedom of this country. But it's fine. You know, I'm good, they're bad, and fine. They'll get an education.
Going to say that. You're just going to have to teach them how to talk properly.
I talk to them sometimes. I say hi to them.
But the Tribe.net political junkies website, they did an awesome story on you and included the InfoWars and the Prison Planet website address.
Thanks
for all you do. It was a great spring break, and now we're going to kick their butt with all these Hollywood superstars coming on board. Thanks, Alex.
So what else happened with the twit attacking? I mean, I heard they're all attacking.
Oh, it was embarrassing. He said that he was involved personally, that Charlie Sheen's father called Gary Doyle, and they went over there to do an intervention on him. And they just tried to make him look at...
Stay there. Broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.